Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Looking for plumbing and heating supplies? Don't fumble away your time and money with those other places. Go to supplyhouse.com. Next day delivery, industry low prices, and replacement parts you can't find anywhere else. Supplyhouse.com. You're on.
Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 2019 postseason. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com. And the new radio.com app.
Music trivia. Compact discs were first released in 1982. Billions have been sold, but by 2010, the number of audio CDs being sold had dropped by about 50%. What was the first commercial album available on CD? Billy Joel hit number one on the album charts with his sixth studio album, 52nd Street. It was his first number one album, and it even won a Grammy for Album of the Year. More interestingly, the album was the first commercial album to be released on compact disc.
The Pepsi Jingle Bash, Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. Starring Katy Perry, Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Normani, Lil Tecca, AJ Mitchell. And for the first time, K-pop hits the Jingle Bash stage with Monsta X and NCT 127. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the Allstate Arena box office.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears.
How difficult was that replacing a guy as respected as Vic? And how tricky will the transition be? Because Chuck Pagano, as respected as he is, he's not the old guy. He's not the other guy. And there's going to be maybe a little bit of period there of adjustment.
For us, David, I feel like, honestly, so far it's gone pretty smooth. And Chuck's experienced, and I think there's a blend of him doing what he wants to do, but also doing what he knows our players are best at in their roles. And so far it's been smooth. Their offseason's been good with it. And, you know, we got a lot of young talent on that side of the ball. And what's exciting about it is they're just going to grow together and continue to get better. So you talk about Roquan and Eddie Jackson and Khalil Mack, and it's neat to see these guys develop before our eyes.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Boomer Esiason.
You know, I always thought that Dan Marino has like a PhD in the NFL. Like, you put him on a football field, he just looks right, he feels right. It's his place of comfort, and it just looked different than everybody else. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes this generation. Peyton Manning was the same way. Like, they just feel so comfortable on the field, processing all of it under the high pressure, the psychological pressure, the anxiety, you know, sometimes makes players do stupid things on the field. I think Mitch is more than bright enough to be able to play at a very high level and to absorb an entire playbook, but it hits everybody at a different moment. You know, like, I'll never forget my rookie year. I thought I was the dumbest guy on the football field. I had no clue what the hell I was doing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Fee applies, equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This week, Mully and Haw got you ready for the Bears' Week 7 matchup against the Saints with expert analysis from former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt.
Teddy Bridgewater's got a lot of experience. Sure. We know that from Minnesota and talent. And he will run. I mean, you know, he's probably, you know, coming off that knee. He can run and move around like Mitch can, but when I look at their passing games and you look at Michael Thomas and their receivers, I think they've been a little bit conservative to a degree. You know, they're not throwing the ball down the field like they did with Drew Brees. So I think they're doing a good job. They're doing what he does best.
WBBM Bears radio analyst Tom Thayer.
When he gets outside the pocket and he can use some of his outside the pocket creativity, get some passes downfield, throws a lot of them behind the line of scrimmage, that's when you see Teddy Bridgewater. But if the Bears can keep him inside the pocket, make him make decision throws versus coverage, then I think he may expose a little bit more of the deficiencies that have held him back to this point in his career besides a horrific injury.
Radio.com sports NFL analyst Brian Baldinger.
They play the Saints, Brian. How good is that defense?
They do everything well. I mean, they're the most exciting team to watch in football right now. There's nothing they don't do well. I mean, right now, that defensive line is an elite line. Marshawn Lattimore right now, 3 weeks in a row, he's shut down Mike Evans, Amari Cooper. And last week, I mean, he was all over the field. DJ Shark, D.D. Westbrook, didn't matter. I mean, he shut them all down. And then he took the ball away. They're a ferocious defense. They'll go toe-to-toe with the Bears. I mean, I don't know if this game gets out of single digits.
Radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi.
This will be a challenge. I think the Bears defense will play much better. I don't doubt that whatsoever. I think they'll put pressure on Teddy. I think they'll definitely be disruptive in this game because they were embarrassed in London. The key is going to be, will MVP Mitch make some plays in the passing game? And let me say this to you. The Saints will make no bones about it. They'll force him to have to beat him in the game.
NFL on Fox play-by-play man Tom Brenneman.
Their defense, I just can't believe it. And maybe you saw it coming. I mean, their last four drafts, I think it's something like 17 out of the 28 players that they've chosen have been on the defensive side of the ball. So they've had a lot of weapons on offense. They've done really well drafting there or bringing in players from other teams. And when you have Drew Brees running the show, you know, you've got a good chance to win no matter who your skilled players are. But these last 3 weeks on defense, they have been the Chicago Bears.
And Bears safety Eddie Jackson.
When you got back to work yesterday at Hallis Hall, what was the message for this defense?
Let's just get back to it. You know, we want to get that bad taste out of our mouths. You know, unfortunately, we had to wait for a bye week, but you know, right now we're just back on track. You know, we're just putting them behind us and coming out. Now we got to make a statement game here at home.
Can coach Matt Nagy's crew bounce back against the New Orleans Saints? Mully, Haw, and your reaction to Bears Saints Monday morning starting at 5 a.m.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. We know on this program anyway, we have been instructed by our executive producer, Dustin Rose, that there are only two options. Mm-hmm. And it's not win or lose. It's must win or statement game.
Which is this?
I really think the Bears need to win this game if they're going to get to the playoffs and do all that they want to get done. They can't fall too far behind. I worry that the Green Bay Packers, while a game and a half ahead of them, are actually two games ahead of them because they beat the Bears at home. And I worry about losing home games. And I think this is a very important game. We heard statement game there from Eddie Jackson. And I'm going must win.
I can see this being a game. Let's go
and
this way.
And those are the only two options.
Let's go this way. If they win, they can make a huge statement. And the statement is that they are a bona fide NFC title contender again.
They must make that statement.
Yes, therefore, they must make that statement. Win. Because if they don't, if they lose, they're 3-3, and you're looking at a possibility, a realistic possibility of missing the playoffs because you haven't proven anything through six games. And that's the problem here for me. I look at this game pretty even. I think that without Drew Brees, obviously Teddy Bridgewater brings him back to earth. But he's been very good, and I know it's time for him to kind of reach that expiration date as a backup. But their defense is, they've won twice by scoring 13 or fewer points. And that, to me, with this Bears offense, hasn't given me any reason to believe in them. What do they do well? Who are they? What kind of offense do you fear if you're the Saints?
They call plays. That's what they do. They're not a scheme-based offense. They are a play-based offense. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that everybody contributes to play, everybody has a cut and sends it in, and then they look at it, and then Matt Nagy comes up with a bunch of plays. That's how they do it in Kansas City with Andy Reid, and that's what he that's how we learned to do it, and that's what he's trying to do. So the question the question becomes whether Mitch can operate all these plays so that Nagy is comfortable just being the play caller that he is.
Well, you need him to be more comfortable being the play caller.
But you can't look at it like, you know, their scheme is based on he's calling plays, mm-hmm. and he's hiding them with formations, but they're basically calling similar plays. I don't know that we are expecting them to turn into a power running team over the bye. I think we're just expecting that Mitch is going to be able to get more, to accomplish more than he was earlier. And now against this defense, that could be awful hard.
But I asked Tom Thayer this question, and it still is valid. I mean, is it a lack of preparation or lack of execution? Because to run the ball effectively, you have to commit to it. So you have to prepare for that in your game plan too. So this week, the Bears have had, you know, even though they gave the assistants 4 days off, they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. And I think you're going to see, you have everything that would lead you to believe they're going to try to run the football more effectively. Yeah, you're missing Kyle Long, but you have a quarterback that's limited. You've got an offense in the Saints you want to keep off the field, and you're playing at home. You've got to do this better than you have done it, because you know your offense has been underachieving to this point.
This segment of the Mully and Haw Show is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus. Get a week of protein pack shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
What else slows down a pass rush? Running game and the screen game. So get your running backs involved, because Cam Jordan can wreck your game plan in a hurry as quickly as Khalil Mack can wreck the Saints.
Look, I think it's fascinating that we have two categories, just two categories, mm-hmm. statement game or must win, and you have created a new one.
What's the new one?
Must statement.
You must make a statement. You must make a statement.
You've created a new category.
I'll take that.
Dustin, is that allowed? A must statement game. He is. He's giving the thumbs up.
If you're the Bears, you must make a statement that you are a bona fide NFC contender, and if you're Matt Nagy, you got to make a statement that you belong in the same category as play caller as the guy on the opposite sideline.
Sean Payton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the company you're keeping. You know, in the offseason, we talked about the coach of the year and what's possible for the Bears, and there was a lot of hope invested in this innovation and all this great stuff that you're going to see offensively. Some of that has been limited by Trubisky, certainly.
Okay.
But you have lost a little bit of faith, admit it, in the game planning of the Bears and Nagy, because you have not seen what you expected to see from this offense.
I'm not arguing that point, David. Honestly, I think a lot of what you say makes perfect sense. But I also believe that there are other kind of extenuating circumstances that come up in the NFL. And it's you know, horses for courses. And it's spots. And this is a really good spot for the Bears. They've had 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. They are embittered by a very horrible loss in London, where they got beaten up a little bit. Last time we saw them at home, they were doing the beating up. So they come back. They've had the time off. They're fresh. They know, you know, they got a couple of injuries. I understand that. But they know exactly who they have available and what they have going for them. And they've had tons of time to prepare for this. So they should come out. We should see the best the Bears can be in this game. And part
exactly
of it is
right.
Motivational.
Yep.
And then meanwhile, your opponent is gone to Jacksonville and played outdoors on grass and didn't get anything done. And now they come to Chicago and they play a better team outdoors on grass. And what are they going to get done? So I think that it's horses for courses and it's spots.
I don't disagree with that premise, because I think that the NFL season has these gaps and every schedule has an opportunity. And this is one for the Bears. But which team came to training camp with a mission, on a mission? And I know the Bears, every team does, absolutely.
Sure.
Every team wants to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But which team had the bigger edge or chip on its shoulder when it arrived to training camp this year? The Saints did.
Well, they were robbed of a trip to the Super Bowl by a terrible call. And so everything you just said
is valid. But if I have to pick a team which I think is mentally tougher at this stage of the season, I'm not picking the one that went to London and laid an egg. I'm picking the one that I think has overcome the loss of its Hall of Fame quarterback and looks at this as a chance to prove that they can win on the road in a tough environment.
Yeah. I think that they're both teams have something to prove, but I think the Bears have much more to prove.
It's going to be a great game.
And I think it's it's going to be a great game if you like your defensive taffy pull. If you like, I don't think that a track meet can possibly break out at Soldier Field. I think it's going to be a hard-hitting, tough, hard-nosed football game. If you like that style of play, this is not the Chiefs against the Rams from last year.
No.
Let's put it that way.
That's not the NFL this year.
Was just some weird game that I never really enjoyed.
Video game.
Yeah, it was a video game.
And Texter points out, am I saying that Cam Jordan is as good or better than Khalil Mack?
That's what you're saying.
No, it's not
what
I'm saying.
He's better.
I'm saying that his effect on the Saints defense and by virtue the Bears offense is the same or similar to Mack's effect on the Bears defense and any offense he faces.
Listen, Sean Payton's a really good coach.
Yeah.
And he's seen a couple of teams, including a really good John Gruden game plan, work against Khalil Mack. But he's seen teams come up with a formula to try to beat the Bears. And I don't think I think what he'll do is exactly what I expect Matt Nagy to do, which is to keep your quarterback out of risk. And as a result, I don't expect a ton of turnovers in the game. I don't expect there to be I think we're going to see a lot of similar things from both teams. And I think Kamara not being there makes me
that could be a huge factor. And the Bears repeating what Zach Strief pointed out. This group of tackles, this tandem, is as good as any of the Bears will face this year. And back-to-back, the Raiders and the Saints are as good of back-to-back challenges as Mac's going to see.
All right, we will be watching it very closely. We'll be watching the game tonight. We'll be watching the baseball. We'll come in here on Monday morning. Maybe you got a new manager. Maybe you have a new favorite for the Super Bowl, a new NFC powerhouse. Is that possible?
Come on.
Yeah, and maybe it's New Orleans. All right, we're gonna bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition with Mully and Haw coming up at 9:00.
Hub Arkish will take your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 10. Pete Futek on the College Football Weekend at 11, and we're gonna go behind the scenes with the New Orleans Saints.
A bunch of
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116, or go online at 1steeglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go.
Get 5-Hour Energy at your local Circle K.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the Radio.com app.
Just download the latest Radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Bears, we know what they are. Right now, they're a blob team.
A
Oh, they're absolutely. Are you kidding?
They're an absolute NFL blob.
They are firmly ensconced, warmly caressed by the blob. They are right there in that blob. I trust that defense to play about as well as it has for the bulk of this season. I don't trust it to get blown out by the Raiders again and again and again.
I trust.